Good morning, 7:40 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And joining us now by phone, we have Mayor D.C. Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm fending off a cold. If you can't tell, I'm the only person in my house that's dodged the flu so far. So it hasn't nicked me yet.
I got you.
We'll see how that goes.
I will tell you, I'm not looking forward to watching the meeting tomorrow night because I think it's going to be super boring. Which is good. You know, it's funny.
Hey, I think boring's okay.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times boring's okay. We don't end up on your show as often.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. And I watch them like, well, there's not much I can report on there. It's not entertaining. Okay. I mean, it's not some other, let's just say local governments that are more captivating. Okay. So one thing, let's talk about the parade on Friday and Saturday, because you and I talked a lot about this last week. And I don't think we can tell people enough, and I want to make sure they know. Can't park on the parade route. You'll get towed. There's going to be about a 3-block perimeter all the way around the parade, 3 hours ahead of the parade on Saturday and, an hour and a half on Friday. And this is, in my opinion, the most important thing that nobody's going to remember until it's too late, is that Bayfront Main, from Wahoo Stadium all the way over to, the Admiral Mason Park, Veterans Memorial Park, that road will be shut down an hour ahead of the parade. Anything I got wrong?
No, that's right. And listen, I appreciate you getting that word out. And that's why we did it 2 weeks in advance, right? Because this is, we know it's new, and we know it's going to cause issues. And, I know Mike came on with you last week. And just to reiterate to folks, hey, why did you close it all the way to 9th Avenue and all the way to Wahoo's? Well, because traffic has to go somewhere. And so I totally understand someone would look at it and say, Mayor, why don't you just close it at Terradona or close it a little closer to Palafox? Well, what happens at Terradona when we have it blocked off? I mean, it's already going to be a madhouse on Terradona because it's the edge of the secured area.
Right.
To now put all of the end traffic on that road as well.
Oh, I think we just lost the mayor. Oh, that's a bummer. Hey, let me see. PJ, this is the phone number right here. He might call back, but would you give him a call right now and see if we can raise him again? I hate it when phones crap out on you. But yeah, this is something that I don't know. I don't feel like we can tell you often enough. If you're planning to go to the Mardi Gras parade, Bayfront Main is going to not be available an hour ahead of the parade. So that starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday, and it starts at 6 o'clock on Friday. So the problem is, I see it with that, I hope this doesn't turn out to be the case. We can get the mayor back and we'll talk about it with him. But that means all the parking that is south of Main, everything south of Main, is going to be completely unavailable. And so if you're used to parking down at the port or near the port or by Plaza Luna or any of the massive parking lots that are down there, that is not going to be available for you. And that's going to be a problem. And so, and what's going to happen is, because people don't know that, they're going to be arriving in the area and all of a sudden it's going to be closed off. And so, maybe 10,000-15,000 cars are going to suddenly have to deal with that problem. I think we got the mayor back on the line. DC, are you there, sir?
I am. Don't worry. I answered the entire question to myself.
Oh, good.
So, when it cut out.
Okay. So I have said this and I know you understand this problem. People are going to be, if they try to park south of Bayfront Main, they will only be able to do it before 1 o'clock, and they won't be able to get out probably until 6, because it's going to be the parade over plus street sweeping. People are not aware of that, and that's a massive chunk of the parking that people use for the parade. That means, and we're already reducing parking close to the parade by having the expanded security perimeter, all of which I agree with, no question. It just, that parking south is that seems to me like that's going to be the catastrophe. I hope it's not. I hope this works smoothly, but I think many people are going to show up and then you're going to have gridlock around that area because of what people are expecting as normal.
Well, listen, first of all, the key I think you're talking about, as I joked to my response to myself, as I said, some people like to cut it close like Andrew McKay.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
There's 100,000 people going down there. When I go to a football game with 100,000 people, I don't plan on parking 40 minutes before the game, So, that's just going to be the new normal, is to say, if you do want to park there, you certainly can. And also, I don't think you're going to have to wait. If you park in the Commandantia lot over by the ferry landing, for example, you're not going to have to wait until the street sweepers are done to go to exit on Bayfront and get out onto Ninth Avenue, Gulf Breeze, et cetera. You will now certainly Palafox will continue to be blocked off, you know, because that's where they're sweeping the street. But, you know, I think there's going to be some egress after the immediately following the parade, not waiting for the street sweepers, which could be several hours after that. So, you know, again, I think it's just packing your patience, you know, and I said everything else is a convenience issue. And convenience issues will never take precedent over safety issues. So we want to make it as convenient as possible. And listen, we'll probably learn something from this. No doubt about it. I'm sure we will. We should. But what we're trying to do is the right thing. And we feel very confident that this is the right thing. And I will add one more thing, talking point on this from what we talked about last week, is we're getting some questions about some of those parallel parking spaces kind of across from O'Reilly's at Plaza Ferdinand. And we've had people say, oh, well, we've parked our truck there for 20 years and sat on the tailgate. We shouldn't be doing that. I mean, you'd have to have a huge vehicle, a potential compromise area directly on our parade route. So, you know, no, we aren't going to be allowing that. You know, that it doesn't matter how long you've done that before. You cannot put your vehicle next to the barricade on a parade route. We're just not going to be able to allow that. So anyway, that we just want to make that point as well.
I hadn't been thinking about that, but you're right. People do that in that spot, and I had forgotten about that. That's a good note to remind people that you won't be able to do that this year. Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Chappie James Memorial is – I mean, mostly funded, assuming that the study comes back favorable. It's kind of still a little bit of asterisks on this thing. But I love the comment that you made a couple of weeks ago where you said, I feel like people keep asking me about this, which, you know, my role in this is like the sixth or seventh most important thing there is here. But in any case, in your mind, this is basically a go now and it's just do it. Are you having legal team work on the contract yet?
Yeah, well, listen, you know, for one step forward, one and a half steps back type of thing. Mm-hmm. To answer your question, yes. My position is the same as before. You know, we're ready at, you know, to make something happen. But, you know, now if there's a conversation about a museum, there's two dueling conversations happening at once. If it's going to be designated as a museum, then the city doesn't need to be the one asking for the dollars. So that's only if it was going to be this plaza route. So, you know, it's right when we think we get clarity, there's more confusion. So anyway, our attorneys have something to work through. But the point is, philosophically, yes, we are certainly, you know, ready to support. I believe city gave funding before I even got in office. I mean, that's how long we've been talking about this. So, you know, about 3 years ago, probably somewhere in that range. So we're ready to do that. But, you know, and then I got questions during the press conference, you probably heard. Hey, well, what about, you know, what if they don't have the money to finish it? What if all that? Well, all of that is going to be outlined in the contract. It already is.
Sure.
You know, it says you're not going to start work on something that you can't finish, you know, or you can't show us that you've got the budget to finish. So those are some other hurdles that are, again, a little further down the road. But in terms of getting this thing done, you know, we're certainly we remain at ready to try to do that, assuming that they get the funding. But, you know, how the mechanics of how they decide to fund this. Could tweak, you know, what the city needs to do or not do, you know, basically. So,
okay, here's what we're going to do.
Waiting for the widget.
No, here's what we're going to do. I was talking to, you know, Chris Dosa and Butch Hansen the other day, and we're just going to bring some cement mixers down. We're going to throw some cement on the ground. We're going to put up the stick. We're going to put up the flag and the monument and the plane at night. Okay. It's all going to be done overnight. Mm-hmm. And you just promise not to have PPD stop us. Are we cool?
At this point, I'm considering it, you know, for how long that's taken. That sounds way better than you think it does, considering that this has preceded me as mayor.
A little forgiveness instead of permission might not be such a terrible thing. So,
right.
Hey, I know we've got, you know, the big story right now is DOGE and the cuts. And we have, what was the number? I thought I heard somebody say that we have 20,000 federal employees here locally, not counting military. And so, you know, what sort of problems, changes are you seeing or impacts from contracts or personnel or anything like this with the changes at the federal level that the city's having to deal with? I mean, you know, we're always looking for grants and all of a sudden, you know, grants, right? So.
Right. So listen, I spent the entire weekend in Phoenix with all the U.S. mayors. As you can imagine, this was topic number one, the uncertainty between immigration, obviously bigger issue in other cities, but between immigration and the uncertainty around these cuts and what's going to happen. And we were getting our priorities as leadership of the mayors of the cities, our priorities in order to bring to the White House and to bring to Congress, you know, around these issues. But, you know, I really say two things. I've been asked about, you know, Governor DeSantis' comments about property tax, things like that. I said, number one, I don't like to dip my toe into the pool of rhetoric until I understand what the policy is, right?
Sure.
So because saying you're going to eliminate property tax, for example, well, that's 35% of our budget. You're talking about $23-24 million from police and fire and everything else. That will have to be replaced. This is not an efficiency issue like this, if that were to happen. But to speculate on what somebody is or isn't going to do until we really see what the policy is, you know, remains to be seen. We've been notified. We've lost one small, the urban forestry grant is the only grant we're aware of that has been pulled back at this point, unfortunately. But everything else, you know, we continue to be full steam ahead. The other $100+ million on all these other projects,
okay,
we're full steam ahead. And, you know, again, that isn't because we're not mindful of what's going on. It's just, you know, we got a job to do and we got contracts with the federal government on these things. And so we have to continue it. And I think, conservative or liberal, here's a fact. If they start pausing grants and even if you restart them, the immense cost that that's going to be. And I think some of the Republican mayors have been sharing that, you know, is to say, you know, even with Republican leadership saying, listen, you know, do what you're going to do, but do it. Because if you pause a Hollis T. Williams project, for example, for 6 months, think about the additional cost. Even if you come back and say it's okay,
yeah,
think about the additional costs of bandwidth, time, money that are going to happen. You know, so it's going to have the reverse impact that you want it to, which is you just made that project more expensive, actually, than less expensive. So anyway, we keep a close eye on it. But for the most part, at least at the city, we just try to be, you know, keep our head down and keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah,
and,
pause.
You know, we'll wait till something gets to us.
A pause to evaluate costs carries its own costs. I mean, that's certainly true. And by the way, just a small note, I mean, you would have never thought that anything could have pushed homelessness and affordable housing off of the top of the chart for the mayors, except, hey, President Trump, immigration and DOGE. We always like to end with a lightning round, quick questions for you. First one for you is, when you're watching TV at home, where are your feet? Are they on the couch, on the floor, on a coffee table, on an ottoman, sideways on the couch? What are you doing?
Ooh, I switch it up, I think generally on the couch. Is that
okay?
Is that not formal enough for the South or something?
No, I'm just curious. These are the things that occur to me.
I'm usually kicked back, I think. Yeah.
A question you're going to hate to answer: best local pizza place.
Oh man, that's tough. You know, I can answer this politically. Don't worry. I right now, Lost Pizza, because they're in my neighborhood.
And okay.
They're local, you know, small business. They're right down the road. But there's many great options, as you know, Andrew. Many great options.
Oh my God, there's so many and so much variety. No, I totally agree. And last one
is,
back in the good old days when you had gym class, was there a favorite and or a most unfavored gym class activity for DC Reeves?
Well, I played sports all growing up, so I loved gym class. It was the one thing I got an A in. But the
short papers,
but
big margins.
I will say I didn't realize, you know, as I got older, you know, showing up drenched in sweat to like the next two classes became a little bit difficult, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, at high school. So, you know, having to manage running around and wanting to be competitive and beat everybody in basketball, and then also, you know, looking, you know, presentable at my next class was always a little hard.
Well, that's just like real life, you know. You go to the gym for lunch, you got to come back for a meeting at 1. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just prep for life is all
exactly
that is.
Right. I got to do the gym part that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, thing. Yeah, me either. Mayor D.C. Reeves, have a good meeting tomorrow night for the city council meeting, and we'll talk to you again next week. As always, thank you for the time and your service, sir. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andrew.
7:55, PJ's got traffic on the fives.